Hello and welcome to the Amaze podcast, where we talk to businesses large and small, experts in subjects across a spectrum of business, entrepreneurialism, tech, innovation, investment and finance. I'm Jake Shaw, your host. If you'd like to learn more about Amaze, please go to www.amaze.com. I'm here with the Amaze podcast and I'm joined by Judy Van Niekerk. Judy runs an interesting business. So, Judy, could you tell us in one paragraph what your business is all about, what it's called and what it's all about?
Right. So I've got two that run pretty much simultaneously. One is Judy V, where I work with entrepreneurially minded people to become financially empowered so that they can have the freedom that wealth brings. The other one is the Tribe of Traders, which we make traders profitable, retail traders profitable from all over the world through using our unique approach to trading. So in a nutshell, that's what I do. And I'm very lucky that it's online as well.
Indeed, under these current circumstances. So give me a bit of a background on yourself. How did you arrive at what you're doing now?
Well, that's quite hilarious, actually, because I was fired from every job I ever had. So I had no choice but to do my own thing. That was like 25 years ago. And in those days, we didn't call it entrepreneurship. You just called it starting a business. You know, it was quite different. And the very first business I ever started was called Dialer Teddy. And in those days, you didn't have internet. You didn't have internet banking. You know, when you wanted to get anything designed, it was massive expenditure. So what I used to do is I used to hand draw my posters, get partners on board like florists and liquor stores and stuff like that. And that was my first business ever. And those days, people would telephone your home, and or if you weren't there, leave a message on an answering machine. And I would give them bank details and they would actually pay and then fax me the proof of payment. It was very different to what it is today. And anyway, since then, I've gone on to have hygiene businesses and wine businesses and property businesses. I've been in agriculture, bricks and mortar, and all the way through now to having started these online businesses 2.5-3 years ago. Yeah. So it's been quite an evolution. And technology has been incredible in helping me go. Because like when I started, many of my previous businesses, like the hygiene and the wine business, they required massive capital input. Whereas nowadays, you can create an online business and get to six figures very quickly with no capital input. So the opportunities today are just unbelievable.
I absolutely agree. I mean, in some ways, it's never been a better time to start a business, has it? So maybe this coronavirus lockdown will be the birthing of many new businesses. I really hope and pray that's the case.
I really do believe it is. I think it's going to change the paradigm on which we see work, right? I think it's going to put a dent in the whole 9-to-5 construct, and people are going to become more aware of, one, what it is they actually want out of life, because you've got more. This is an opportunity for people to reevaluate their life. Because they have time. What is the biggest thing that we crave at the moment more than anything? Normally, it's time. We have that time. And on top of that, we have the silence as well. So we've got no distraction, well, very little distractions. So now's the time people are going to be really, really looking in the mirror and thinking, what is it that I want out of life? Is this drudgery 9-to-5? Is that what I really want? So it's be interesting to see what comes out of it. So people are going to start having this line of inquiry. What is it I want? Start exploring different ways. And we are all getting online. I mean, this whole thing, this social distancing, it's a farce. It's physical distancing, not social, because we are social beings. And I will put it to you that people are being more social now than ever before. I mean, look at social media. Look at the Zoom meetups people are having. People are more connected now. Socially, I think, than ever before. I had one client who had a Zoom with 16 of his mates all at once back from back home in Eastern Europe. So he's here in London. You know what I'm saying? When's the last time he did that? The last time he would have actually ever spoken to them is on a one-to-one basis when he was back home. You know, so we're more social now. What business ideas are going to birth from that?
I went to the pub with a group of colleagues from London via Google Hangouts on Friday.
Yes.
So we all got our drinks delivered. So I got local brewery It's very good, called the Froom Brewing Company, and had a big barrel of beer with me and sat there for an hour just drinking with them. And it was kind of great because I didn't have to get a taxi home.
You know, it is as rewarding, isn't it? Having these meetups online, it is as rewarding. Because one of the things I'm actually doing, the opportunity this has created for me, is to get really a deeper level of connection with my clients. Because we're having informal huddles, virtual huddles. So we get together and we're on the Zoom and we like just talk about stuff. Nothing to do with money, wealth building or trading. We're talking about life, the universe and everything, you know, sort of. I think it's a phenomenal opportunity for business owners as well who are online to create multiple touch points to create that sense of connection that is somewhat historically, and I'm going to talk historically, lost, because there's as soon as you think about online, you think it's cold, it's non-personal, but it doesn't have to be like that. You can actually create multiple touch points with your clients, build a really strong connection without ever actually physically meeting them.
I completely agree, and I think it's going to unlock a load of opportunities. But tell me about the business banking. How are you using those tools?
To be honest with you, our business is cutting edge in terms of technology. My banking is not. My banking is online, obviously. As little as possible do I have direct debits or standing orders, only when it's absolutely essential. So that means that one day out of my month, for sure, is spent on making payments, checking my invoices paid and my payments out, and checking the direct debits came off. So I'm very manual. Even though my business is high tech, my actual bookkeeping side is quite manual. We have an accountant, and he does. They do the quarterly management accounts. So I send all our receipts and invoices to them, and data. Because all our payments received are either with Stripe or PayPal, so all those details go to them. And they're trying to get us to use an app to capture the receipts.
Amaze can solve that one for you. Their app has an AI element that will even categorize the receipts, and it's very easy to use. Because it's actually taking time out of your week, isn't it?
Yes.
And I'm assuming you're actually issuing invoices through the business software, not through the banking anyway.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So a lot of our, because we are online, a lot of our it's invoicing, a lot of our payments are automated. So through our CRM system and the payment gateway.
How do people usually pay you?
So normally they pay us through online, through our website or our online pages. We use two different payment gateways. And so that's how normally people pay. Occasionally we will invoice them. And when I do invoice them, I invoice them through PayPal.
So have you ever forgotten to invoice somebody?
Yes, I have. Yeah. So very specifically, if it's online and they click on a link and it goes through that sort of process, then the system looks after that. But what you need to do there is to keep on top of ensuring that the actual payments came in. Because we don't get notification that the payment failed, so it's a manual process to go and check.
Amaze will notify you when a payment has been made.
When I do sort of the more bespoke ones, and it might be a payment plan, it'll be more of an admin side error on my side.
I'm assuming you don't take contactless payments.
Not yet. Actually, I actually paid somebody last night using contactless. I thought, wow, that's interesting. I'd heard of it, but never come across it before. So that's something I definitely want to investigate. I think there's a lot of benefits in it.
Are you using this lockdown as a method or a time to review your business processes?
Oh my gosh, 100%. Yes, 100%. From many different angles, okay? One of them is an opportunity to build a deeper relationship with my clients. That's an absolute given. And I'm already seeing the results of that. So that's the one massive opportunity. The other side of it is an opportunity to look at capitalizing areas of where I'm working that I've always wanted to go to expand into, but haven't. And now I'm actually getting the opportunity to do that. So for example, I have a book that was written for entrepreneurship, and now I'm retweaking it. I'm tweaking it now for specifically to deal with getting through this time period, this time but also it will have as much value as we come out of it as during it, having tweaked it. So yeah, the opportunities are just unbelievable. You know, I go for a shower. When I get out of the shower, I'm exhausted because the thoughts going racing through my head is just something else. It's just so many opportunities right now.
Do you expect to be eligible for the government self-employment small business allowances?
Not at all. Not at all. We fall through the cracks there, but there's two things to that one. We have a limited company and we pay PAYE. So we're directors of our limited company and we pay PAYE. So that, no, we're not covered. If the government were to turn around and say, well, actually, yes, you are covered. That's okay. You may furlough and claim. I don't want to do that. I wouldn't want to do that. I want to work. I want to continue growing my business. I want to continue helping and serving my clients. I have absolutely no intention of contracting. I have every intention of expanding.
That's excellent. Right now, what are the challenges that you're facing because of this lockdown, because of COVID-19?
Right, it's twofold, actually. It's people's fear is real. And obviously, people are not going to be wanting to spend money as easily as freely as they were before. And that's going to have an impact on sales, right, for us. But then for us as well, it's the challenge is using language that's appropriate. Because the language that you use during a normal course of events is very different when you're in scary times. So, and it's making that transition, being sensitive to people's mindset and the reality of what people are experiencing, and understanding that not everybody is as lucky as I am. You know, there are real victims to this scenario. But the opportunity in that case is that I am online a lot more than I would. I do a lot more Facebook Lives. I do a lot more virtual huddles and stuff like that with people who are not my clients. And if I'm helping them, that's great. That's wonderful. It's a fantastic opportunity for people to get to know me, because they may well come clients when this is over, because it will be over. But so I think there's challenges, but there's opportunities as well. And I'm certainly navigating that territory, is learning to use the language of scary times, whilst at the same time being a support and offering a service. The typical sort of like copywriting or salesy type, online salesy language is quite... it's quite scarcity. It's like buy now, or else whatever. I think that is not appropriate for now. You need to be able to connect with your prospects on a level where they are able to comfortably decide if they want to work with you at that point in time or not. So right now, our sales might take a dip. So far not, but they might. But one of the things that we will certainly get is build up rapport with a lot more people who may well become clients, you know, in time to come.
So do you feel you've had to pivot the business at all because of this situation?
Oh, completely, yes. Because I have one sort of challenge that I do, 5-day challenge, which is a wealth breakthrough challenge, so which is extremely popular and very, very transformational. But who wants to know about wealth breakthrough right now? So what I'm actually doing is I've pivoted that whole thing to something quite different, to using it as an opportunity, having a process where I work with people as an opportunity to reevaluate where they are at, where they'd love to go to, and how to make that transition, and how to actually start putting steps in right now, today and tomorrow in lockdown, as to bring that in closer.
Judy, where do people find you?
I've got two websites. The one with judyvee.com, JUDYVEE.com. That's where my various challenges, and there's wealth thermometer quizzes and all that. It's a very interactive website. And then the other one is tribeoftraders.com.
Judy Van Niekerk, thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear more podcasts like this, please go to www.amaze.com. And don't forget to like and share this podcast.